sermon, Turning Back at the Border by A.W. Tozer, begins here. Turning Back at the Border, a sermon by Dr. A.W. Tozer.
So tonight, I want to read a long passage of Scripture. There's a good logic back of this, because if the sermon that follows turns out to be no good or mediocre, the Word of God is always good. In the 13th chapter of Numbers and the 14th, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their father shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now, the time was the time of the first fruit grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paddan Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, unto all the congregation. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sendest us. And surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites. They dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. If they'd only remembered it, the Lord had given them that list before and told them they'd be there, and he'd drive them out. They'd forgotten that. But Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once, possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there were giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants, and we are in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. If you think you're a grasshopper, your enemy will think you're one. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we died in the land of Egypt. Now here's an instance of self-pity. Here they were, crying on each other's shoulders. Would God, they said, we died in the land of Egypt. And they weren't even telling the truth, because they didn't wish it. Or would God we died in this wilderness, and they didn't wish that either.